Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's time for Carl to recreate some more voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago, and download the Wait Wait podcast so you can listen on your computer or MP3 player. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is Carrie from Chicago.
Hey, Carrie. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
We're fine. We're fine. Spring has finally come to Chicago, so we're happy about that.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
It's about time.
I know. And it'll be great. It'll last till like...
a day and a half.
Exactly. I was about to say maybe late June, and then it'll be miserable again. What do you do here in Chicago?
I am a policy wonk.
You are?
I am.
Wow. Are you one of those think tank type people, or are you down in the trenches actually making policy?
I am in the trenches.
Really?
I work for a local unit of government.
You're being coy now.
I am being coy.
All right, you're going to be coy. We understand that when we're dealing with people in Chicago politics. No problem. Well, Carrie, it's nice to have you with us. You're going to play Who's Carl this time? Carl Castle, once again. We'll do three quotes in the week's news. But this time around, it's Carl Castle's Book Nook, as all your quotes involve brand new books in the news. Here's your first literary quote.
A bogus history being offered by a real loser whose hindsight is cockeyed and who had no foresight at all.
That's Christopher Hitchens at Slate.com. He was reviewing a new book that came out this week by a man who's trying to set the record straight about his role in the Iraq War. Who?
Are we talking about George Tenet?
We are talking about George Tenet. Very good. His book, At the Center of the Storm, isn't really an I told you so book. It's more like, really, I would have told you so if only somebody had asked and if the president hadn't given me that shiny, shiny medal. Among the supposed revelations, Tenet says the Bush White House wanted a war in Iraq from day one and did not seriously consider what would happen after Saddam was toppled. Quelle surprise. He also says that his famous slam dunk comment about WMD evidence has been misquoted. He says he was just answering the president's question, George, if I played basketball, what would be something I could never, ever do? Very good. Here is your next quote, Carrie. It's also from a new book. It's a key Bush administration figure talking about the president.
I thought he was wonderful to be around. He was warm and funny and easy to be around. I thought he had just an incredibly inquisitive mind.
So who thinks that the leader of the free world is both, quote, wonderful and, quote, easy to be around?
I am drawing a blank.
You're drawing a blank. Well, it's by his, you know, his most famous work wife, as they say.
Well, I'm going to pass the question to Paula.
No, you can't do that. It's been said that President Bush has in his career surrounded himself with a number of work wives, powerful, intelligent women who were very dedicated to him, and this is by far the most prominent of these women.
Condoleezza Rice.
Exactly right, yes. Condi Rice, Marcus Mabry's upcoming biography of the Secretary of State called Twice as Good, Condoleezza Rice and Her Path to Power, fully explains the famous incident in which Ms. Rice said, quote, well, as I was telling my husband, I mean the president, in a party a few years ago, according to friends, part of the attraction is that Mr. Bush is a bad boy, and friends say Condi has a thing for the bad boys. Also, friends told the author that Condi's blind affection for Mr. Bush hurt her ability to tell him when he was wrong, you know, as in the Iraqis will welcome us with open arms. The book is clear that the relationship is platonic, or as Condi might put it, frustratingly platonic. But then there's this quote from Condi's stepmother, quote, she just can't say no to that man.
She had the same thing with the Fonz.
You think? He was cool.
The bad boy.
Yeah. Very good, Carrie. Here is your last quote.
I must be getting better. My naps are getting shorter.
That's a 1981 entry from someone's diaries, which are being released in book form this month. Who is it?
President Ronald Reagan.
In fact, very good.
Thank you. This
month we'll see the release of Reagan's Diaries, a collection of the president's daily musings during his time in the White House. Turns out that, as in life, in his diary, Mr. Reagan mixed the important and the less important. As in this entry, quote, we have definite evidence of Nicaragua transferring hundreds of tons of arms from Cuba to El Salvador. Tonight, ran a movie, tribute, Jack Lemmon. he is truly a great performer, unquote.
You didn't make that up, did
no,
you?
I
that's
did not.
Really
oh,
right
it's really
what
that's really sad, yeah.
That led, of course, his confusion led to a speech where he accused Nicaragua of transferring arms to Jack Lemmon. The diaries also show that confronting Soviet Russia was a walk in the woods compared to his kids, Patty and Ron Jr., who alternately scream at or hang up on their father. After one such call from Patty, President Reagan wrote, quote, "Insanity is hereditary. You catch it from your kids." Carl, how did Carrie do in our quiz?
Well, I'll be doing the message on her home answering machine, Peter, because she had three correct answers.
Well done, Carrie.
Yay!